A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am Dr. Nsenga Burton. Thank you for joining us today. Today, I want to go off the cuff a little bit. I mostly talk about politics and culture and things of that nature. But today, I do want to talk about something that is called self-care. Self-care is very important. A lot of times we think of it as something like, oh, I go get my hair done. That's how I take care of myself. Oh, I get my nails done. That's how I get self-care. And you might find pleasure in those things, but those are really what we call maintenance. Self-care is really about thinking about what it takes for you to be happy and healthy and whole. So sometimes it means putting boundaries in place when you're dealing with people who may be toxic in your work environment, in your personal relationships, in your friendships. You know, sometimes it means, yeah, going on a trip and getting away from the world that you live in every single day so that you can actually think and be sane and think clearly and not have the chatter, right, or the clutter or the chaos in which we live around us in your head at all times. Self-care is really an important thing. It's actually a revolutionary act, particularly for, I would say, women in general and Black women specifically, who take care of everyone. Like, that's what we do. We take care of everyone. It's how we are socialized to be. That's not how many of us are naturally that way, but we are socialized to be that way. So culturally, we tend to take care of, you know, the littles, our children, and the biggies, our parents. The sandwich generation has always been the case for women in general and Black women specifically. So what I need you to know is we can't be out here fighting the good fight if we are sick, if we don't feel well, if we are stressed out, if we are anxious, if we are battling all of these what we would call mental illnesses due to the state in which we're living. You know, we got to keep it real. 300,000 Black women are unemployed right now. We are being targeted, as you can see what is happening with 47 and who he targets, right? Who he is eliminating, getting rid of. It is Black people in general, but mostly Black women. Because Black women have actually done the work to get to where they are. They have the degrees, they have the experience, they have the leadership experience, they have the administrative experience. They've done amazing work, you know, whether it's the mayors of the cities that he's trying to take over, or the institutions that he's trying to deconstruct, which I think he may even close some of them. You know, it's Black women at the helm. And so what I need you to know is that now is the time to take care of yourself. If for some reason you are now underemployed, unemployed, if you can, and that means if you're financially able to, this is the time to get yourself and get your stuff in order. We always have multiple streams of income because that's just how we are. We're always working hard. We're always working on behalf of the community. You know, we have our organizations. There are people who are not in these organizations, but are in other, you know, civic organizations, not to other anybody. Because they're all important and significant. They're people who do work, you know, from their stoop in their neighborhood. You know, there's people doing stuff. But you always want to make sure that you take care of yourself. So I would say what I need you to know is to take the time. And this is downtime. And I know we're not used to that. And it feels weird and kind of like, you know, like you're kind of trapped in an existential crisis, right? Because you're just like, I should be doing things and I should be doing this and I should be doing this. But I'm sitting here watching this television show and enjoying myself. This just doesn't seem right. That's a form of self-care, right? Just kind of recognizing what you may have been doing or should have been doing while you were putting all of these institutions, all of these people, all of these organizations in front of things that you needed to do for yourself so that you could be happy, healthy, and whole. And that's going to look different for everyone. So I don't want to stop you if, you know, your nails and your hair is what it is, and let that be what it is. But there are other things and other ways that you can. You can be journaling. You can be doing research. You can read. You know, reading is so hard to do now because there's so many distractions. But, I mean, reading a really good book really can heal your soul in a lot of ways. So I just want you to know that you are seen. You do matter. You are loved. We do see what is being done to us. I'm a Black woman. And we see, our community sees what is happening to us. It is scary because we do take care of our communities. And we are, by and large, the heads of our families. 75% of our families are run by Black women. I mean, it is what it is. So when we become unemployed or unemployed, and especially so quickly, and without any merit, it is scary. It's scary, and it is traumatizing. We also see all the people who are in our lives who are not Black women, who seem to be okay with what is happening to us and are not speaking up and not doing anything when they are in the position to speak up and to do something. So all of that is a bit traumatizing, I would say. That's how I'm experiencing it. And it's very disappointing. But whatever it is, we still have to take care of ourselves and make sure that we are happy and healthy and whole in spite of this chaotic period in which we're living. And we will survive because we've survived worse, like we have. Our ancestors have. Our mothers have. Our grandmothers have. They've survived. We're going to survive too. All right. So with that in mind, tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris. They are amazing. It is award-winning. And of course, tune into Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga next week, and I will have something else for you. So stay happy, stay whole, stay healthy, and whatever you do, stay informed.
A Black Executive Perspective.